B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:03. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. You want to reach us, Battle of the Generations. We're also giving some movie advice because, you know, let's think, we still got probably another 6 weeks or so of watching TV before we get any kind of sports.
At least.
So, yeah. So, I'm trying to give you guys, try to exchange some movies to watch as well. And we're talking all about the generations, compare, contrast, why yours is the best. If you are, what's the poll, by the way, because it's off of that, Pat, what do you got?
Yeah, so the Twitter poll today is, as always, presented by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation or air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. And the Twitter poll today, you can find at 975middays, what generation had the best sports? And by best, I mean best players, rules, the games itself, etc. 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And right now, the 90s is winning with 41% of the vote. 2000s is in second with 37%. 80s is in third with 18%. And 70s is in fourth place with 4%.
Yeah, I don't know anybody. I can't even imagine. I would almost do it 80s, 90s, 2010, and then 2011 to present. I mean, who's picking the 70s?
People probably, if you're picking the 70s, you're probably 55 years old.
Yeah.
Because you grew up watching the 70s.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? And today's the anniversary of the Flyers, so.
I mean, I think this is, the Twitter poll itself is a little partly skewed because you figure a lot of people on Twitter.
Yes.
Strew younger, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We got to get to the Name That Game. This is where we give you two clues. From a game, you got to guess the game. You guess the game, lunch on us. You get a $25 Primo gift card, not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. Pat, what do you got?
Sixers break it up. Here's Tobias on a run out down the lane. Sidesteps the man and lays it up right at the rim. Nice play by the Sixers. Steal, run out, hoop, timeout, Cavs.
Oh, a little clue at the end, Pat. Interesting.
Just a little bit. I'm not going to make it harder than people today.
All right. So make sure you're listening in about 20 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes. We'll play the second clue, and it's your chance to win the Primo gift card. But that should help out. Kevin in Maple Shade, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kev. What's up, Kev?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy? What's happening?
Yo, so I'm watching a documentary the other day, and it's funny. The part where, I guess it's between game two and game three of the finals, I think, and Rodman goes to, like, the WWF for the night,
yeah.
on the off night. And my buddy, I'm texting him back and forth, and we literally text each other the same thing. Can you imagine the heat that would happen now if, like, the Sixers go to the finals and Embiid goes on the off night to, like, WWF.
You're so right, man. You're so right. We would be freaking out. Oh, my God.
He takes the steel chair to the back of one of them guys and he hurts his arm and he can't play in game four.
Like, how insane. How crazy was that, right? Oh, my God.
Touching on what you said, I look back at, and I'm in my 30s, and I grew up watching, the Bulls, but I was such a bit, like, growing up, I was told, it was drilled into my head, 4 for 4, you're a Philly fan. Like, and even happened with Kobe after everything that happened, this past year. I didn't really appreciate those guys as much as I probably should just because my hate for the Lakers was so high or the Bulls at that time. I was just like, I look back afterwards and after watching that and being like, I really wish I would have, like, appreciated it more. But I was always like, I want to see him lose. Jordan this. At that time I was real young, but it was still like, you know, you can't be a Jordan fan. You're a Sixers fan. You know, I didn't really appreciate them guys like that. Looking back on it, like I should have.
Yeah, no, you know, it's funny. We as sports fans, listen, we're always going to be colored by who we root for. But you're right. Like, you know, you're watching. It's funny. I bring up Rodgers. Like, obviously, you know, we got nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, he's a Packer, whatever. But that dude's probably the best quarterback I've ever seen. I mean, have you seen a quarterback better than him?
No, and you're right. And it's, you know, when you sit back and, like you said, the receivers that he's even played with is like, you look and you're like, wow, like some of the stuff. I watched actually a YouTube reel of him the other day, that Arizona Cardinals playoff game where he just throws it, you know, the length of the field at, you know, to tie the game at the end. And it's like, wow, like, guy is insane.
You remember that? I mean, what always stuck out to me was, do you remember that Cowboys game where he throws it along the side? It's like a missile that's about, you know, whatever, a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was incredible, you know?
Yeah, there's one, two guys on the planet that can make that throw in them circumstances, and it's, you know,
yeah,
it was a heck of a play.
Yeah, no, you're right on. Great call, brother. I really appreciate it, man. Good stuff, Kev.
Take care and stay safe.
You too, be safe, man. You did great stuff. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Got some open lines, so you can jump in. That's a great call, man. It's a great call that Kevin just had. And it's funny about appreciating, like, the true greatness.
I think at times we're just so focused on saying why a great player now isn't as good as a great player back in the day that we don't see the greatness.
Well, we only do that with LeBron, though, right?
Well, I think even with Rodgers, like you just mentioned Rodgers, and it's always like, all right, well, he's not Brady. All right, well, he's not Marino. All right, well, he's not Elway. But
yeah,
you saying
know.
That he's the best quarterback you've ever seen, I think it's rare.
Yeah.
I think it's rare to hear that nowadays.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll tell you who might be number two. He's got a long way to go, but that Patrick Mahomes, man.
They were re-airing, I think, Chiefs Broncos yesterday on ESPN.
I mean, you ever see anything like that?
Dude, it's special.
Oh, my God. And for the life of me, I don't know how you stop them. I really don't.
And, you know, it's amazing. With some quarterbacks, they come into the league and immediately they struggle. And then other ones, they come in and immediately they have it.
Yeah.
And even though he sat a year from the jump when he started, you're like, all right, he's special. I felt the same way about Wentz, where it was like, all right, this guy has it. Like, he's special. And what Mahomes has been able to do, and Andy Reid finding him, the Browns passing on yet another franchise quarterback, it's amazing.
Yeah. It truly is. It really is, man. You're not lying. All right, we'll discuss, and you can chime in, and it's the battle of the generations. Why yours is the best, and throw a brother a movie that you got to watch. 610-632-0975, the phone number. Let's talk about a little tomato pie, shall we? Oh, the Corpolese tomato pie is the greatest. That's why they're my go-to guys when it comes to the great tomato pie. There's no better snack. I like it for breakfast because I'm not a big breakfast person. So to me, the savory tomato pie with the great Roma tomatoes and the olive oil, the dusting of cheese, it's the best. It's just an incredible snack. And Corpolese has perfected it. They got four locations for your convenience: Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. I used to love, we would go in there, do the show from there. Just the smell was intoxicating, wafting through the bakery, man. It's incredible. Check it out. The best tomato pie around. They've been doing it since 1924, all right? They got it perfected. They have everything else, though, too. Desserts are ridiculous. Let them cater your event. You're going to freak out. Your guests will be talking about how good the food is. But when it comes to great tomato pie, Corpolese Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, having some fun with the Battle of the Generations. Hanging out on a beautiful Tuesday in May. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend and getting ready for sports to come back. Let's get to the phone lines and let's go to Josh in Audubon. Josh Arroo, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? What's happening, pal?
Not much. Enjoying the Battle of the Eras discussion here. I'm 31 years old, so I would say, you know, the very latter part of the 90s, like when I'm 10, 11 years old, I'm really starting to like understand the game, not just watching it, just to watch it. And I'm really glad I grew up in that era because, you know, my earliest memories are just being, like, glued to the TV, not even necessarily for Philly teams, just because of the whole Maguire-Sosa home run thing.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that coming out, too? They're doing a 30 for 30 for
no
that.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It looks unbelievable, too.
I just remember, like, you know, eating dinner, finishing the homework, and it's like, are the Cubs on tonight? Or are the Cardinals on tonight? Like, if they were playing each other, it was must-see TV, and you're flipping back and forth. And, you know, so that was a cool era of baseball. Say whatever
Josh,
you want.
Josh, I was on the Sosa beat.
Ooh.
So wherever Sammy went, when I used to work for the New York Post, wherever Sammy went, I went, right?
That's
so
cool.
There was a great weekend series, Cubs-Cardinals in St. Louis. And that was like one of the great times. I loved it, man. It was a lot of fun.
It was a great era of baseball, yeah, for sure. And then you had the, just like, you know, from my perspective, of course, is, you know, I got to see and kind of remember, you know, the Cal Ripkins, and, you know, I got a Maguire autograph when I was so little, but I have no idea what I did with it at the vet. I had Omar Vizquel flip me up a baseball one time. Like, it was just a cool era to grow up in. And it was the same thing for kind of like basketball. They were kind of transitioning from this, you know, obviously with Iverson doing it, he was a huge part of it. The Fab Five started it, but it was like hip-hop, and it was like really cool, like, you know, to be a part of play and be a part of basketball in that part.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really cool for me.
Yeah, he was, it was funny because he was bigger than life.
Yeah.
You know, he was a great ball player. But, you know, Kobe was better. I mean, he wasn't top three, top five, but he was top. He was the top cultural guy in all of the sport.
Number one, no doubt. Yeah.
You know?
I'd like to throw a documentary to you guys real quick, since we're talking about movies. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a little bit older. I don't know, say five or a couple years, maybe. It's called Searching for Sugarman.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've heard of it.
The baseball. Yeah.
No, it's not baseball.
Oh, it's wait.
Okay, so this guy is a Motown singer. He's a Latino Motown singer, Detroit, right, in the 70s.
No.
Great voice, great everything, but nobody bought his album. Six people bought his album, okay?
That's it, right.
Somebody took it to South Africa, and during that time, you know, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And anyway, he blew up. He was more famous than the Beatles. He was more famous than Elvis in South Africa. But for 30 years, he had no idea because of what was going on in that country.
Right.
So somebody reached out online to his daughter, and you know, long story short, he finds out, and they bring him to South Africa, and he sold out arenas for two straight weeks. He was like the most famous guy ever, but for 35 years, he had no idea.
That is great. I did remember. I had it confused with sugar.
Right.
the baseball. There was a baseball documentary about the two kids coming from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Searching for Sugarman. Yeah, you know what? I never saw that. That's a great call by you.
You got to get in there. It's amazing. It's really, really, really cool.
Great call by you. Awesome, Josh. Thanks, my brother. Great stuff, man. That's a great call, man. A great call. Did you see it? You see a lot, Pat.
I have not seen that movie.
Why we're doing this today.
Yeah, I have not seen that movie, that documentary, and I immediately am like, I got to check that out. Sugar, though, you're getting confused with another documentary, because Sugar was...
baseball, right?
Sugar was a fictional movie about a kid coming over and playing in the minors and having success but then struggling. But I know what documentary you're talking about, because... the big name guy in it was Miguel Sano from the Twins. He was like the big name guy who signed, and everybody else who signed in that documentary you're talking about never really made it. But yeah, the big name guy, like I remember watching this years ago, and Miguel Sano was the big named bonus baby that they had in this documentary. So I'll rock a Google search and find it. But that's also a very good documentary. It used to be on Netflix. I don't know where it is. Where it is available now, and it's called Piotero. It's Piotero. So it's got some subtitles. Piotero. I know that, but it was very good. It's definitely worth watching if you're a baseball fan.
Wow, that sounds awesome. That sounds great. That really does. Hey, question. The Jordan food poisoning.
Yeah.
The pizza, right? Did you buy it? Was like, for years, it was like he was had the flu, and then there were rumors about hangover, and now it comes out that it's a pizza, poisoned pizza. Like, they tried to poison Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so I believe it in the sense of before that episode came out, I was producing Devon, and Devon had heard that story before, that it was actually food poisoning and not the flu, which we all believed it was the flu.
Right.
And food poisoning is obviously, I think it's way harder to play through food poisoning than the flu. It makes him drop in 48 even more impressive. But what I don't buy, and what I thought while watching the documentary was complete fabrication, was his trainer sitting there going, I have a bad feeling about this, but you still let Mike eat the entire pizza by himself. Dude, no you didn't. You thought five guys show up looking and hoping that they could either get a picture with Mike, get an autograph with Mike, or just to view Mike. You never once thought that he was going to get poisoned by the one pizza place in Utah. So I think that's the one enemy, though, that Mike made, and he didn't end up getting vengeance on, was that pizza place. Because, I mean, in that whole documentary, it's about him making enemies.
That's what you deserve for ordering pizza in Salt Lake City.
That's what I said. I go, you never trust a state that allows you to have 15 wives. You just don't do it. And also, I want to point out for there's this contingent of people now that are very hipsterish and they're very anti-Wawa for whatever reason. This is why Wawa's so great. Because if you're in Wawa country, you don't have to worry about one pizza place being open. There's a bunch of Wawas open and you go to those and get food.
That place, you want to talk about a place of aliens? Salt Lake City? It's like, have you ever been there?
I was there once when I was 10.
Okay.
I wasn't there long. I was going through like California and Yosemite and a couple other parks, and we went to Las Vegas, but we stopped in Utah.
I get off the plane, and first of all, it's beautiful, right? Like, you're in downtown Salt Lake, and it's Court, you can eat off of the sidewalks. They're pristine. You have like mountains and snow-capped mountains in the background. Like it feels like you're on a movie set. And it's the weirdest, the whitest. It's the weirdest.
You know, I was thinking when they were showing that crowd
in America.
When they were showing that Utah crowd, it was very snowy. Let's just say that.
No, man. There is no flavor whatsoever in that city, man.
Yeah, that city weirds me out. Like, I remember Matt Harpering. Remember Matt Harpering?
Yeah, sure.
He chose to sign with them over a bigger offer from the Bulls. And I always thought that was the weirdest thing. Why would you ever choose to go to Utah?
It's like that weird Big Sky country. I mean, listen, you know, people love it. That whole Mormon mafia thing. I mean, that's a real deal. But it's strange because Yeah, I remember going, and remember the 90s, it's different today, it's more cosmopolitan. But back then, in the 90s, like you couldn't go, you had to get, I told the story yesterday, you had to get to go to a bar. You know, like I gotta go to a bar, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm there, I wanna go out. You had to get a member to like, sign for you.
Yeah, right. I've heard you basically walk in,
and a guy would go, "Hey, I'll propose he become a member, and you buy him a drink." Like that's what happened, and then you buy him a watered down drinks and watered down beers, smaller, you know, smaller.
That's what I've heard. I've heard you need like a membership card, and I've also heard that they cut you off after like one drink. They're like, "Oh no, I can't serve you. One or two drinks is the max."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I probably had a couple.
This is what I've heard. I mean, I'm not drinking heavily in Utah.
But no,
although if you're gonna drink heavily in a city,
dude,
I feel like that'd be
weird. It's beautiful. Like it's aesthetically beautiful. It's like no other place that you see. Like Denver. Denver's a real city. Like it's different.
Yeah, there's stuff to do.
But man, that Utah, strange, man, weird. That Salt Lake City. And it was again. Like, if you love outdoors and Nate, I mean, it was gorgeous. Not my scene, you know, but it was just a strange place. And I'm just imagining that they actually, think about it, dude. They poisoned Michael Jordan. So that's what he claims.
Yeah, you know that there were
like,
guys.
That was a poisoning.
You know there were guys watching that documentary high-fiving me and like, that was me.
I mean, think about that for a second. They poisoned the dude.
I mean, that's taking your fan dedication to another level.
You know you're big time when you get poisoned.
Yeah, why don't you just do
like
the normal?
Only kings and, you know, leaders of countries get poisoned.
Like, just do the normal thing and call his room and wake him up at 3 a.m.
All right.
You got to poison the guy? And then on top of it, he still drops 48 on you?
Yeah, like,
how do those guys feel on that night?
I want to see that as a movie. Where you're poisoning a player. How come the poisoning hasn't been done more?
Because it's sick and twisted. Because people don't want to be in an era
where sports is so important. Like, let me just throw this out there. How come we haven't poisoned people?
I have an issue with Michael's inner circle not taking the bullet for that.
I'm not talking about arsenic, but, you know, stomach poison.
Yeah, I'm not interested in poisoning anybody. I just want to beat them.
Listen, I agree with you. I'm just wondering in this day and age where we are so competitive and sports matters throughout the years, like how come Dallas Cowboys weren't poisoned here?
You know, they probably were. We just didn't hear about it. I'm sure somebody...
You think somebody is
I'm sure
in Philadelphia?
Poisoned.
You think an athlete?
Poisoned is a stretch. I think somebody was given bad food or expired food.
Like, I want to hear that story.
Like, I think that happened. I mean, because when I go out of town and I'm wearing Philly's stuff in enemy territory, I'm worried something's going to happen to me. I'm a fan. So, yeah, I think if you're a diehard cook and you see the Dallas Cowboys out there, you're not giving them the prime beef. You're giving them the old stuff that Gordon Ramsay finds. He says, "What is this?" You know, the John Taffer stuff that he says you're going to kill somebody.
I got to hear from somebody in the restaurant industry. And by the way, our hearts go out to you. I can't wait till we come see you again. Some people in the restaurant business that know these stories.
Yeah, I guarantee that at one time or another, somebody has gotten bad food. Because they play for the opposite team.
All right.
Not necessarily. They're not putting ricin in their food, but, I mean, you know, it's nasty food.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Breaking Bad, killing the guy.
Yeah, but we're talking like nasty food. Yeah, I bet that's happening.
I'm just talking about making sure the guy's on the toilet can't play. That's what I'm talking about. When I say poison.
Well, I mean, Joel Embiid had gastroenteritis how many times?
That's true. But we're not going to poison our own. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. We got a lot of Fugazi fans out here who cheer for other teams.
He was at home. That Toronto series at home when he had the gastro.
We got to investigate the Chick-fil-A employees. See where their allegiances lie.
All right, give me the second cut. Name that game. Let me hear.
Trey Burke, cross court, skips to the left side. Ben, three ball by Ben Simmons is good. Knocking it down, wide open. And Simmons is having quite a night.
Wow, all right. What's the number of the contest line?
It's 215-263-0975. That's 215-263-0975 if you know what game we're talking about.
All right. This is a layup. Pat gave you a layup today. So the first callers will get a shot. If you get it right, you win a Primo's gift card, $25, lunch on us. Once again, 215-263-0975. Pat, you let us know when we got people. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you want to take a guess?
Yo, hey, what's up, Ant? That was December 7th, Sixers Cavaliers.
You are the man, brother. You remember that game?
I knew it after the first one. But, yeah, I got to wait for the second one to call in. I don't want to have a violation again.
That was a Saturday night.
I remember that one. We all thought the Ben, the three game was coming. We were waiting for it. Especially because they drew up the play for him and everything.
Yes, yes, yes. And we all thought it like was going to be the first of many.
Yep. And then that was it.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you won, brother. Congratulations, man. You're going to get a nice Primo on us. Stay on hold, and collect your Primo's gift card. And don't forget, it's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo, and all the Primos are open. You don't feel like cooking, go to Primo Hoagies, and you can get the best. Here you go. I got serious people chiming on the text board about the restaurant business.
Are they agreeing with me?
I'm waiting for answers. Like they're kind of like, you know,
I think we're going to get a lot of anonymous people saying they did so and so to this.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, it's something I'm always worried about. If I go into New York and I'm wearing a Philly shirt or something, you know, I'm always worried that I'm going to get some hardcore fan who's cooking back there and doesn't care. I think it happens way more, especially during the playoffs and finals. Especially for a city like Utah, that wasn't surprising at all to me that he was Utah. Utah's got nothing else going for it. I mean, you've got your 12 wives yelling at you, and the only thing that you have to enjoy yourself is the Utah Jazz. That wasn't surprising to me.
So listen, here you go. You ready? This is Barstool. A former assistant manager at a Utah Pizza Hut. I didn't even know it was a Pizza Hut. Says he didn't poison Jordan during the finals. He made and delivered large, thin crust pepperoni himself. He said he was a big Chicago fan. He named his son after MJ, had money on the Bulls. Poisoning story is a bunch of crap, he says. Wow.
Okay, so here's my question with that. Is he still the manager at the Pizza Hut? Because at that point, why do you care? No one knows it's you. Or are you just looking for your 5 seconds of fame?
I don't know. I mean, listen, he was on a show. Let's try to get this. Let's try to get it. I have the I'm gonna send you.
Yeah, send me the stuff.
I'll send you the stuff, man. And wow. How about that, dude? That's amazing. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I've got a couple open lines, and I need to hear poisoning stories. I got Joe in West Philly coming up. Yeah, a couple others, and then your calls. It's Cuz Radio. Pat in for the Junis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're doing the battle of the generations today. We're kind of going back and forth, which generation the best and all that stuff, off of the Jordan thing and the fights we've been having. But I got to tell you, I got to find out more about guys who came out of from out of town, players, ate at our restaurants. I mean, somebody, some waiter. I mean, come on. Somebody had to go. We, we put something in this guy's soup. There had to have been, in the annals of Philadelphia, there hasn't been one poisoning? Come on. Pat, seriously.
It's got it. I mean, look, Cowboys come to town.
There has to have been a poisoning.
You know that Michael Irvin is at your table. I mean, I'm not condoning it, but I would be naive to think that it hasn't happened in this city.
I mean,
in some way or another. I mean, if you know that cheese is probably 2 days old and you got to get rid of it. You know the fish is probably a day old, smells a little weird.
I would love to have, you know, that there's that great book Bourdain wrote, The Kitchen Confidential. Did you ever read that book?
I have not.
Oh, dude, you like Bourdain, right? Like you?
Yeah, I love him.
I miss that dude. He was amazing. But that book, Kitchen Confidential, was a great book. It really was. Great, great book.
Yeah, it boosted him from like being a sous chef in a unknown restaurant to like all of a sudden he was world known.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Let's go to Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe. We got Joe. What's going on, Reed?
Reed from Charlotte, man, but always in Philly. I hope you remember who I am.
Man, always great to hear from you.
Hey, first of all, I touched on Utah real quick. I was there, or my wife and I was there for, 6 days back in October. It's not as podunk as maybe it used to be back in, you know, the 90s, 98. Yeah, a couple of nice sports bars. We actually watched the Eagles game with a bunch of Eagles fans at the sports bar in Utah. A little bit of nightlife, so I wasn't sure what I was going to get when I got there. You know, we did some sightseeing and stuff, but pretty nice city.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. So, because I had been there. I mean, the last time I was there was in probably 1998 last time I was there for that. I covered that finals. So, but it was back. Did they have the same thing with the bars and the membership, or it was a regular bar?
Nah, regular bars.
Yeah.
They had this one area, man. It was almost like, I don't know if you've ever been to Charlotte, but it's called the Epicenter. You know, a bunch of bars, restaurants.
Like
an outdoor mall type place. It was really nice, man. I was cool. My wife and I were both surprised, you know, so I'm sure they've, obviously, Angie talking about the wives thing. I'm sure that still goes on, but the city has has just come up a little bit, and because of that, and that's why I called, man. There's no way I think Jordan got poisoned, man. I worked in the restaurant business for years, man. You know, I bartended for years, served for years. I couldn't have, as much as I hate the Cowboys, if Michael Irvin was at my bar, there's no way I'd have the
the indecency to put something in his drink, man, and then make him sick. I doubt it, man. I just say the boy was hungover, man. The boy was hungover playing cards and got sick. And listen, real quick. Why wasn't it, if they were calling it the flu game since 98, why he didn't come out in 98 and say it was flu poisoning?
I agree.
Now you're going to wait to 2020 and say it was flu poisoning? Get out of here, man. He's drunk.
I always heard it was hangover, right? So I didn't know, right? And then the next thing you know, that comes out that it's the pizza man. And I hear you. I'm a little dubious too. Now, here's the one thing, though. And you're an upstanding citizen. You know what I mean, Reed? Like, you would never do that. But you're going to tell me, in all Philadelphia, there's not a restaurant that's there's not a chef, a busboy, a waiter that messed with somebody's food? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's got to be.
In the history of Philadelphia, we never had one poisoning? Come on. The lunatics that we are, that are in this town, we've had to have a poisoning. I would actually be disappointed.
I was just going to say the same thing, but I didn't know if I want to put it out there. But I would kind of be disappointed if there wasn't one meathead who decided to put the bad tuna out there to the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying, man. There's no way in the world.
If you're a diehard Eagles fan and you find out that, you gotta make cheesesteaks for the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not using the best onions. I don't want to take their money. I'll take it, but I'm not giving them the creme de la creme.
Or it's overt, and you do the Malox.
Yeah, see, I think that's going far, but...
Well, yeah, I do. Listen, I'm not advocating poisoning. However, I'm just wondering if it had taken place.
No, we're just saying that, when Dak Prescott comes to town, let him know what's up.
I'm kidding. Was big in Florence, back in the day. We were during the Florentine politics. It's a big deal. Poison. I'm just wondering if it made comeback. Michael Jordan says he ate a bad pizza. And you're going to hear, we haven't read it yet?
We're getting it now. I'll tell you right now, it's a long, drawn-out story.
Pizza man looking for his 15 minutes.
Yeah, this pizza man drew the story out, so we're trying to condense it to a shorter version, but I'm not buying him. I'm not buying MJ's trainer. Not really buying any of it.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it?
MJ's trainer said, I got a bad feeling about this.
Like, hey, Mike, that was like, now come on, dude. Stop. I got a bad feeling. If you had a bad feeling, you go, yo, Mike, let me take a bite of it.
Yeah, at that point, if you're Mike's trainer, five people coming up to Mike's room is small. If you've been going around with Michael Jordan, he's accosted by how many people a day? Five people is nothing. You're not thinking anything different when five pizza guys show up.
No, I agree with you.
He's such a fraud.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right about this. By the way, I know of one restaurateur who has done it, the Malox thing. It's off the record. I can't say his name.
You want to say who he did it to?
No. No, he didn't say who, but it was done to an athlete. But I'm trying to find out who it was done to. I wonder if there is a... what's funny? I never really dove deeply into that subject.
Fans messing with opposing players?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always the stories of, calling up the rooms late at night and waking them up.
Well, that's why they would always be under an alias. You know that, the alias.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do that after those.
Yeah.
That situation. Every once in a while, though, you can probably get through to somebody if you have enough time on your hands. Oh, I figured out.
So I got true confessions of a restaurateur. Another guy who I love actually said he did the Malox to an inspector.
To an inspector?
Yes.
Why don't you do it to an inspector? Isn't that the one person you don't do it to?
I don't know. I don't know. He goes, I did it one time to an inspector.
All right. Sure you pass your inspection test.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Gerald. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Gerald.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Let's go. What's up, Jared?
Good. I changed my moniker, and your boy said it sideways a few times.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I didn't do Jerry O.
Where's Jerry O at? Now you're Gerald. That's crazy. That's not you. No, it's Gerald. I go, who's this?
Yes. What's young Andrew doing over there, Ed?
Young Tunis. Yeah, we're waiting to... We'll see. Hopefully he's back soon, young Tunis.
Yeah. The... when you were talking before, it was the question I had in my head when I first called, which was, I looked at the dates. I said, no, he wasn't there with Jordan, but he was there with something. And then you talked about Sosa.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember
you
being there. I said, maybe he was there, but I said, you were in Philly by the time Jordan starts to play.
No, I covered Jordan.
I thought you were in Philly already.
Nah, I didn't get to Philly. I didn't get back home until 99.
Gotcha.
So I was in New York.
Okay, so you were there. You were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I covered that Utah series. I covered that 98, 97. I did a story from Grant Park when they beat Barkley and the Suns. Yeah, I did a lot of that.
And that's, you know, one of the things I called about was I never... I would never look at him as the best player of all time. I was just hard line, old time. When you were talking earlier about the generations, I never gave him the Duke because I saw Will. You know, we're playing against Russell with the Boston team.
Right.
So he never got it. Watching this, he convinced me that, I mean, that nastiness is what set him apart.
Yes.
That's why you kind of like Kobe a little bit as well. Wasn't that same flame that this guy has. Listen, my wife watching after about five of them says, you know why you don't like him? He was like you. I said, what are you talking about? She said, nah, I saw guys who hated you. I said, yeah, maybe. But see, that's why you didn't like him. I said, nah, it wasn't totally right. There was a little bit of truth to that. But watching him, and I tell you what, he an amazing guy.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because what made Wilt great? Like, I don't understand.
He had 50 rebounds in a game. more.
Right.
He was a rebounder. He had 50 rebounds in a game. And I think he averaged this stretch. That was, and he, when I heard the coach, Jimmy Lynam, the other day talk about Wilt and what he did to the game, he was right. You know, when they make a lane wider, and change the goaltending rules and change rules because you're doing everything like that. Jimmy was right on time the other day.
Was he better than Russell?
Oh, yeah. Russell always had the best teams because Red Auerbach had the NBA cornered. He got everything he wanted. He always had good teams. And Russell won. Russell was one of the greatest competitors of all time. And it's not the greatest competitor of all time when you look at the way he wins. And he wins one as a coach.
So they did this list on ESPN of the top 74 players, and they have Wilt 6.
And when you only because he wasn't as focused as the other five is the reason he's not number one.
Gotcha.
He just was he didn't mind being Wilt and doing what he wanted to do. That's it. If you look at it, Bronny, Michael. Larry, Magic, I always thought Magic was the best basketball player of all time. So Michael just overtook him. The guys ahead of him just had more focus. They weren't better than him.
What would you say top five? What's your top five?
The ones that are there. Only Wilt. Just take, well, now it's Michael. I never had Michael there. I always had Wilt there. Now you have him, LeBron third.
So you have Magic or LeBron?
Oh, I have a Magic as well. That was going to be next. And finished up, and you know who I always go off and on with? And it was, it's amazing he doesn't get, he got some cred, is Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson was the best basketball. He played basketball like when you had to play against him, you hated him. Because he did everything right.
Now,
only autograph, Mike, or pardon me, Anthony, the only autograph I ever asked for.
Wow.
The Big O. I got the Big O. He was in a, he was in my office.
That's awesome, man.
I gave him a brochure. He signed the front of a brochure for him. The only guy I ever saw. He was outrageous. When you were trying to learn basketball correctly, if you watched Oscar Robertson, you saw what happened.
Wow. He that's
was, and that was the only one I ever asked for.
All right, two quick ones for you, real quick, Jeff.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Best quarterback. Is it not Aaron Rodgers?
Listen, the topic you brought up was right on time. That kid could be, really, right? When you look at it. Brady's number one because of winning, but when you look at what, like you said, he throws 70-yard bullets.
Right?
On the run, after he's already juked about two defensive linemen out of the way.
I mean, he's throwing clutch.
Pebbles someplace.
Right? Like, he throws Hail Marys. Like,
yeah,
he does
whatever
everything.
He does, right? Listen, he's not too far away because he's slicker than Favre. Favre was like that, but he's slicking him for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Moves
yes.
better,
yes.
the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, now all the time, like you got your ear to the ground, to the ground, all right? All the time, you ever hear of anybody been poisoned?
I've heard of abuse to food, but never poisoning. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.